From Hollywood, the Phil Harris, Alice Faye Show. For your enjoyment, here is the Phil Harris, Alice Faye Show, written by Ray Singer and Dick Chevrolet, with Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, Robert North, Janine Roos, Ann Whitfield, Walter Scharf and his music, yours truly, Bill Foreman, and starring Alice Faye and Phil Harris. Some time ago, Phil Harris made a movie called Wabash Avenue for 20th Century Fox Studio. At the time, the head of the studio, Daryl Zanuck, promised to call Phil for another picture job if his performance in Wabash Avenue was satisfactory. As we look in the Harris home, Phil is waiting for the call.
Phil, may I please use the phone?
No. Nobody's using this phone until I get that call from Zanuck.
But, Phil, you've been sitting at that phone for a year and a half now. I don't think he's going to call.
It hasn't been a year and a half. It's only 17 months, 3 weeks, and 4 hours. That's the trouble with you women. You don't have any patience.
Well, Phil, I don't like to put a damper on this, but perhaps Mr. Zanuck didn't like your performance.
Oh, come now, Pamela. You've been doing jackknives in the shallow end again. How could he help liking my performance?
Now, look, Phil, be honest with yourself. If Mr. Zanuck had liked you in the picture, he would have called you.
Look, honey, did it ever occur to you that he might not have seen the picture yet?
Well, it's been playing for a year and a half. It's played the first run, second run, third run, fourth run, and fifth run theaters.
Well, maybe he's waiting to see it on television.
You'll never see that picture on television. It wasn't that bad.
Well, I can't understand Zanuck's indifference. When I was at the studio, he kept me busy all the time. In the morning, I worked on the picture, and in the afternoon, I curried his polo ponies.
He made you take care of his polo ponies?
He certainly did. When you worked at 20th Century for Zanuck, didn't you have to curry his ponies?
Oh, of course not. I was a big star, and Mr. Zanuck always treated me with respect. I remember after I made Alexander's Ragtime Band, he came into my dressing room and told me I was the greatest thing that ever happened to the studio.
Gee, I bet that made you happy.
Oh, it sure did. I was so thrilled I couldn't shoe another horse all afternoon.
No wonder she can beat me at hand wrestling. Used to be a blacksmith, huh? A blonde blacksmith. That's rather unusual. I can't understand. I can't understand it, honey. I don't know why that Zanuck ain't called me.
Oh, Phil, why don't you forget about
it? I'm not going to forget about it. I want to know once and for all why he hasn't called me, and I'm going down to the studio and see him and find out. Now, do you want to come along?
I'd better. That's the only way you can get in the place.
Oh, Mr. Zanuck.
Yeah, what is it, Miss Roberts?
Phil Harris is waiting to see you.
Who?
Phil Harris. You know, Mr. Alice Faye.
Oh, him. What does he want?
Well, he says he wants to see you about making another picture.
Oh, he's kidding. Who would be stupid enough to hire him?
Well, you hired him to make a picture once. You put him in Wabash Avenue and you paid him a lot of money.
All right, all right. Stop rubbing it in. I make one mistake in 20 years and you don't let me forget it.
He insists on seeing you, Mr. Zanuck. Shall I send him in?
No.
Miss Faye is with him.
Alice is here? Oh, well, that's different. Send her in, send her in.
Very well. Miss Faye, will you come in, please?
Thank you.
Alice, darling, how are you, dear?
Oh, I'm fine, Mr. Zanuck.
Hiya, Derry, old scout.
You know, Alice, we certainly miss you around here.
Well, I miss being here.
I miss being here, too.
Is It's amazing how you've retained your beauty. You haven't aged a bit since you made your last picture.
How much can a guy age in a year and a half?
I'm talking to Miss Fay. Now tell me, Alice, have you come back to make another picture?
No, no, I haven't.
Now ask me.
You should live so long.
Alice, why don't you want to make another picture?
Well, I gave up my career when I got married. You see, Phil's talent is supporting me now. He's the breadwinner of the family.
When was the last time you had a square meal?
Now, just a minute, Zan. This kid eats regular. I see to it that she gets her ham hocks 3 times a day. Don't you, Alice?
Oink, oink, dear.
Alice, I wish you'd reconsider. After all, you were a big star. Your name means a lot. And I have a wonderful idea. I'm thinking of doing the story of your life.
The story of my life? Oh, well, that's very flattering. I'd love that.
Oh, you won't regret it. I can see the title now. The Alice Fay Story, starring Betty Grable.
Starring Betty Grable? Why should Betty Grable play me?
I guess they couldn't get Larry Parks, honey. Look, Zanuck, forget about Alice. Now, how about using me in another picture?
I'm sorry, Harris, but we're not in the market for a comedian.
I say comedian.
No, we're making pictures of a more romantic nature, and well, you're not the romantic type.
I'm not the romantic... Oh, Daryl, you fool, you. I'm the greatest gift to American womanhood since the Gossard Narrowline Girdle.
Surely you must be jesting. Why, you don't put yourself in the same class with, say, Gregory Peck. He has a romantic appeal for women, and you don't.
Oh, Phil has just as much appeal. There's only one difference between them. Gregory draws the Bobby Soxers, and Phil gets the Bloomer Girl trade.
That's telling him, honey. I don't like what you told him, but that's telling him. Hey, Mr. Zanuck, for your information, I can do anything that Gregory Peck can do.
Oh, you can, huh? Do you think you could do something like 12 o'clock high?
Well, that's a little early for me. But if necessary, I can get high anytime you want. Make it around the cocktail hour, and I can do it with both hands full of pretzels. Look, Mr. Zanuck, won't you give me a chance at a romantic lead? I'll fracture the public. I can act. Now, honestly, now, you saw me in Wabash Avenue. What did you think of my acting?
Well, I must admit, it wasn't bad. It wasn't good, but it wasn't bad.
But it certainly wasn't good.
Harris, you're not a bad-looking fellow, really, but somehow your face just misses.
Misses what?
Leave well enough alone, dear. Mr. Zanuck, I think Phil could play romantic leads.
Well, if his features were just a little finer, I might give him a trial. You know, Harris, if you were to change your features, I think it would make you look better.
Changing my features would make me look better? That's like asking Jane Russell to model shoes. Come on, Alice. I'll have no more traffic with this madman.
All right. Goodbye, Mr. Zanuck.
Goodbye, Alice. Goodbye, Mr. Harris.
Humph. I don't need him for a job in pictures. There are a lot of other studios after me. I guarantee I'll never work at this studio again, unless they ask me.
Oh, it's a wonderful studio to work in, Phil. I made all my pictures here. Sort of like home to me. And Phil, there's the sound stage where I recorded two of my favorite songs.
Oh? I'll see you in about 2.5 minutes, folks.
You'll never know just how much I miss you. You'll never know just how much I care. And if I tried, I still couldn't hide my love for you. You ought to know, for haven't I told you so a million or more times? You went away and my heart went with you. I speak your name in my every that I love you. I swear I don't know how. You'll never know if you don't know now. Come on in here, come on in here. Alexander's ragtime band. Come on in here, come on in here. It's the best band in the land. They can play a bugle call like you never heard before. So natural that you want to go to war. That's just the bestest band what I am. Oh, my honey lamb, come on along, come on along. Let me take you by the hand. Up to the man, up to the man, who's the leader of the band. And if you care to hear the Swanee River play in ragtime, come on in here,
come on in here,
come on in here,
come on in here, Alexander's ragtime band.
Oh, Philip, I thought you'd never get home. What did Mr. Zanuck say about doing another picture for him?
Well, Willie, he wants me, but...
But what?
But not with his face.
Well, that's understandable. What else did he say?
He wants me to change my face.
Don't do it, Philip. Please don't do it.
Oh, you like my face the way it is, huh?
No, it isn't that.
Well, then why don't you want me to change it?
It took me 10 years to get used to it. My stomach is just starting to settle down, and I don't want...
All right. All right, so you got a settled stomach.
Big thing. My stomach is just starting...
Hey, honey. I wonder if Zanuck is right. He told me I have the face of a comedian. Maybe I ought to have it changed.
Oh, don't do it, Phil. I like your face the way it is, and I don't care how much people laugh at it.
Oh, this kid's nuts about me. Look, I think Zanuck has a lot of nerve criticizing my looks.
No, don't feel bad, Philip. After all, everybody can't be as good-looking as I am.
Naturally. Tell me more, horse face. What makes you think that you're so good-looking?
Well, you can see for yourself, Philip. Just take my features apart.
Oh, this is going to be a pleasure. Now stand still while I unscrew your ear.
Leave me alone.
Oh, Bill, you don't have to change your face. A lot of leading men aren't handsome. They just look like that because of makeup.
Makeup? That's it, makeup. All I got to do is to make myself up to look romantic. Hey, Alice, what type of romantic lead do the women go for today?
Well, they just made a picture about Rudolph Valentino, and the women are swooning over him again.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that Latin type. Perfect for me. I have the olive skin.
Are you kidding, Clyde? The closest your skin ever got to an olive is when you're drinking a martini.
Bill, don't be ridiculous. Bill, you're not the Latin type.
Well... with makeup, I can look that way. All I gotta do, look, is slick my hair back, grow sideburns, a little mustache, and squint my eyes like I'm reading the small print on an insurance policy, and I got it.
It won't work, Phil, believe me.
I'll show you that it will work. I'll go upstairs, put some makeup on, and you won't be able to tell me from Valentino. Don't go away.
Let's get the baking soda. There goes my stomach again.
Silence, gringo. Come, my love. Leave for us to tango.
Phil, what are you squinting for?
This is my languorous look. Come with me. We dance.
Phil.
La-dee-dum, ah, you tango divinely, my little garlic clove. What is it, my dear?
You'd better open your eyes. You're dancing with Willie.
Willie? I wondered why I had my arm went around you twice.
Phil, what is that awful makeup you have on?
Oh, it's not awful. I just slicked my hair back, darkened my eyebrows, and painted some sideburns and a mustache. I look more like Valentino than he did himself. And I'll bet you on the screen that you wouldn't be even able to tell. I'll get that.
Hiya, Curly. Ah!
Frankie, what are you screaming for? Don't you know who I am?
Yeah, but I didn't expect to find you here, Groucho.
I'm not Groucho.
Curly, don't tell me this is you.
Si, senor. I made up for to look like famous Latin screen star. Now that I give you hint, who do I remind you of?
Louis Armstrong.
No. I'm Valentino.
Well, if it ain't Rudolph, the red-nosed lover.
Bah! You Americans are all alike. I think I look a lot like Valentino.
Who was at the door, Rudolph?
Well, here comes Vilma Banky now.
Hello, Frankie.
Please, madame, the name is Ricardo Cortez. Today, Rudy and I are Latin lovers. What's this all about?
Well, I bet... I went to see Zanuck, Frankie, and he said that he'd use me in another picture if I looked a little more romantic, and he suggested that I have my face changed.
Curly, do you mean to stand there and tell me that Zanuck doesn't think you look romantic?
No.
Oh, that man must be completely in his right mind.
Now, family, stop the kidding. Now, tell me truthfully, do you think there's anything wrong with my face?
No. I like your face. Reminds me of a modernistic painting.
It does?
Yeah. No matter which way you look at it, it don't make sense.
Look, Remley, now look, let's start all over again. All I want to know is there anything wrong with my features?
No. Except maybe your nose.
What's wrong with his nose?
Well, for one thing, it's big and fat, and I think he ought to have it trimmed.
I won't let him have it trimmed.
Why not?
Because I happen to like his big, fat nose.
Oh, thank you two, not to make fun of my proboscis. Now, wait a minute, Alice. Wait just a second. Maybe Frankie's right. Maybe I ought to have my nose fixed.
Oh, I won't let you have it trimmed.
Well, at least let him have a tinted flesh color. Looks like a ripe tomato.
It ain't that red.
It ain't, huh? You remember yesterday when we were downtown standing on the corner?
So?
So a bus stood there for 2 hours waiting for your nose to change.
Remley, you're reaching. You've been listening to daytime programs, Remley. But you might be right about my nose being a little wide. Now, that I'll grant you. Frankie, what do you think I ought to have done to it to make it look a little different?
I don't know, Curly. Let me think.
Now, Phil, I don't want you to touch your nose.
Don't tell me what to do. It's my nose, and I'll do what I want to with it. And if I feel like it, I may even have it turned upside down.
That's it, Curly. Upside down would make
you
look different.
Will you shut up?
Hey, Curly, why don't you have your nose slenderized? Just clipped a little.
Well, that's more like it, but I don't know anything about that stuff. Where do I go?
I know a clip joint.
I don't want my nose rolled. I just want it fixed a little bit. Look, Alice, movie stars have a lot of this work done. Where do they go when they want their noses fixed?
Well, I always went to Doc... I mean, most of them go to Dr. Rayner. He's a wonderful plastic surgeon. But please, Phil, I don't want you to...
Honey, I've made up my mind. My public wants me with a new nose, and they're going to get it. Come on, Remley, you go with me. Yeah. Alice, you call Dr. Rayner and make an appointment for me. Tell him I'm on my way down. And I'm bringing my nose with me. So long.
Well, this is the craziest thing Phil has ever done. I don't want him to have his nose changed. Hey, wait a minute. I know Dr. Rayner very well, and if I call him and ask him to do something for me, I'm sure he'll do it.
Hey, Remley, I hope this doctor's as good as Alice says he is.
Well, he must be, or Alice wouldn't have
recommended... Hiya, Mr. Harris!
Oh, hello, Julius. Don't bother me, kid. I'm in a hurry.
Where you going?
I'm on my way to see a plastered surgeon.
Couldn't get a sober one to work on you, huh?
All right, Julius, let's don't get into no routines now. I'm going down to get my nose changed.
It's about time you had it moved to the center of your face.
It is in the center. It just rambles a little.
A little, he says. It's spread all over your kisser. I never seen such a broad nose.
It ain't that broad.
Then how come every time you exhale, you get a draft on both shoulders?
Now, look, kid, Mr. Harris does not have a broad nose.
No?
Just looks that way because he has very narrow shoulders.
Now, wait a minute, fellas. I don't have to stand here and take this kind of stuff from you guys. I can team up with Lum and Abner if I want to do homespun humor, you know.
Mr. Harris, why are you going to have your nose changed?
So that it'll help my appearance.
I think you're making a mistake. If I was you, I wouldn't touch your nose.
You wouldn't?
Why waste time on your snoz when the rest of your face is such a mess?
Curly's face is not a mess. He has fine classical features. Outside of his nose, show me one thing wrong with him.
Look at his profile. Look at the way his chin recedes.
Which one?
All three of them. He looks like he just had his throat terraced. And another thing, look at all them lines in his face.
Ah, they're hardly noticeable. Besides, a little putty can always fill them in.
I've never seen lines like this. Here's an unusual one. Looks like a detour on a road map. And look at this one. Mr. Harris, right here, you got a very funny line.
It's about time I had a funny line. Now, will you beat it, Julius? I got to get to the doctor.
What doctor are you going to, Mr. Harris?
Dr. Rayner.
Hey, he's a good man. He operated on my aunt's nose. She had a big beak, but he fixed that. He removed the bone.
The whole bone? Well, how does she look?
Like a turkey.
That must give her a nice, loose look. Does her nose flop around a little?
Yeah. She had to stop shaking her head from side to side. She was getting cauliflower ears. Well, have a nice operation, Mr. Harris.
Curly, was that a dirty laugh?
Well, I wouldn't want to hear it in the middle of the Tennessee Waltz. Hey, Remley, maybe I shouldn't have this surgery done.
Nah, don't let that kid scare you. Dr. Rayner is a great surgeon. Come on, here's the building he's in. Let's go on up, Curly.
Frankie, now maybe Julius wasn't kidding. This guy might ruin my looks. There must be other plastic surgeons, but where could a guy find one?
You have come to the right man, Harris.
Rube! Old Tringerfinger.
Yeah, hi, Grog. Hey, you a plastic surgeon now?
In a way, I have changed the contour of a face or two in my day. Whose face you want changed, fellas?
Mine.
Looks like somebody's worked on it already. However, maybe I can help you. What do you want done to your face?
Well, my nose is too big, Grog, and I want it made smaller.
Okay, hold still, tilt your chin, and tell me how much you want shot off.
I don't want it shot off.
Just trying to help you, pal. Why do you want to change your nose anyway?
Well, I want to play romantic roles in pictures, and I need a new nose for it.
Mm-hmm. Well, Harris, I like you, and I want to see you happy. What kind do you want?
Well, I'd like to have Tyrone Power's nose.
Okay, tell me where he lives, and I'll go get it.
No, I'd rather not. If Ty ever caught cold, I'd have to go around sneezing for him. Take me to Europe and all around.
Now, look, Grog, Mr. Harris doesn't want you to work on him, but maybe you can recommend a good plastic surgeon.
Well, I happen to know the best.
Is he good?
Oh, get him. Is he good? You know what he did for me last year? He changed my face so that my own mother couldn't recognize me. Better than that, the cops couldn't either.
Well, just changing your face isn't enough. They can get you by tracing your fingerprints.
Yeah, well, my boy, he thought of that, too, because this guy is a genius, you see. He fixed my hand so I never have any more trouble with the cops.
Yeah, how'd he do that?
Gave me J. Edgar Hoover's fingerprints. See, that's why you don't read too much about Mr. Hoover anymore. He's too busy thinking up alibis for the jobs I pull.
I don't believe this man is the man I want to go to. Thank you.
You're making a mistake, kid, because my boy is a great doctor. He's fixed the noses of a lot of celebrities.
Name one.
Jimmy Durante.
Oh, he did a good job on that. Great job. What did he use on him, a nut pick?
Of course, this guy's greatest masterpiece was the job that he did on Rudy Valley. Oh, yeah. Gave Rudy 3 nostrils.
3 nostrils?
Yep. One for breathing, one for blowing, and one for singing. Oh, Harris, my doctor is great, and all I want you to do is just try his wink. He guarantees it. You can't lose nothing.
Except my nose.
You can't lose that either. Just let him cut a piece off. If you don't like the way it looks, he'll staple it back on again.
I believe that's all I want to hear. Well, so long, Grog, and we'll see you in the lineup sometime and give my regards to Kefauver. Come on, Remley, I'm going. Let's get that Dr. Rayner to operate. Yeah.
Phil, Dr. Rayner just operated on your nose 2 hours ago. You shouldn't take the bandages off.
Nonsense. I'm taking the bandages off now. I want to see how I look because I... Oh, no! What did that butcher do to me? Look at this new nose he gave
me. Phil.
This is the most ridiculous nose I've ever seen.
Phil.
It looks like something he picked up on a used nose lot. I'm going to see that guy. I'm going to take
Phil.
Him for everything. What?
When I called the doctor this morning, I told him not to change it. That's your same old big fat nose, dear. Yes.
This program was produced and directed by Paul Phillips. Included in today's cast were Gene Bates, Sheldon Leonard, and Marvin Miller. Phil Harris's Nose was played by Phil Harris's Nose.
Now, Hedda Hopper, then Theater Guild and Hamlet on NBC.